The Andrus brothers never did figure out who cut their eyebrows and hair. Rowdy started a rumor that it was a bunch of Makah Indians from the coast who did it. "You can't trust them whale hunters," Rowdy said. "They'll do anything." But before you think Rowdy is only good for revenge and kicking the shit out of minivans, raindrops, and people, let me tell you something sweet about him. He loves comic books. But not the cool superhero ones like Daredevil or X-Men. No, he reads the goofy old ones like Richie Rich and Archie and Casper the Friendly Ghost. Kid stuff. He keeps them hidden in a hole in the wall of his bedroom closet. Almost every day, I'll head over to his house and we'll read those comics together. Rowdy isn't a fast reader, but he's persistent. And he'll just laugh and laugh at the dumb jokes no matter how many times he's read the same comic. I like the sound of Rowdy's laughter. I don't hear it very often, but it's always sort of this avalanche of ha-ha and ho-ho and hee-hee. I like to make him laugh. He loves my cartoons. He's a big goofy dreamer, too, just like me. He likes to pretend he lives inside the comic books. I guess a fake life inside a cartoon is a lot better than his real life. So I draw cartoons to make him happy, to give him other worlds to live inside. I draw his dreams. And he only talks about his dreams with me, and I only talk about my dreams with him. I tell him about my fears. I think Rowdy might be the most important person in my life. Maybe more important than my family. Can your best friend be more important than your family? I think so. I mean, after all, I spend a lot more time with Rowdy than I do with anyone else. Let's do the math. I figure Rowdy and I have spent an average of 8 hours a day together for the last 14 years. That's 8 hours times 365 days times 14 years. So that means Rowdy and I have spent 40,880 hours in each other's company. Nobody else comes anywhere close to that. Trust me, Rowdy and I are inseparable.